Republican Wendy Rogers loses by 6% to Democrat Tom O'Halloran for Arizona's first House seat. By Michelle Moons on November 8, 2018. Incumbent Democrat Congressman Tom O'Halloran won re-election by just over 6% over Republican challenger and Air Force veteran Wendy Rogers in the Tuesday midterm election. O'Halloran took home 53.2% of the vote to Rogers' 46.8%, as of Thursday. "My opponent, a first-term incumbent, has gone along with the liberal agenda. He voted against the tax cut. He would most assuredly vote for impeachment of our president," Rogers warned Breitbart News Saturday radio listeners in early October. "He tries to cast himself as moderate, but he's anything but." Some early October polls had shown Rogers with a slight lead over O'Halloran. Arizona's first congressional district voted for President Donald Trump in 2016. O'Halloran distanced himself from Democrats after signs that Democrat obstruction of the confirmation of Brett Kavanaugh to the U.S. Supreme Court was energizing Republican voters more than Democrats. "The Democrats, I thought, went a little bit too far," he said of the hearings. Rogers was among the 101st female U.S. Air Force pilots in 1981. Her flights included humanitarian missions. During the fall of the Berlin Wall, she ran the Bosnian airlift, which brought in food, medicine, and other supplies into Sarajevo and besieged areas inaccessible by land, Breitbart News reported ahead of the election. She and her fellow Air Force veteran husband started a home inspection business after retiring. O'Halloran served in Arizona's state senate for 2 years in the late 2000s. He was first elected to represent Arizona's first district in the U.S. House of Representatives in 2016. Michelle Moons is a White House correspondent for Breitbart News. Follow on Twitter @MichelleDiana and Facebook.